Parshas Tazria, I was struggling to figure out what to talk about this week, looking at different topics. And then eventually I was brought to the Chafetz Chaim's Shar HaZechira in Sefer Shmiras HaLashon, and I realized that Tzaras is about Lashon Hara. And how can we ever run out of things to talk about in the topic of Lashon Hara? How can it ever not be of the utmost importance for us to talk about the dangers of Lashon Hara, the spiritual harm of Lashon Hara, and what we need to do to increase our Ben Adam HaChavero. The Chofetz Chaim, in Shar HaZechira, he talks about, the Pasuk tells us, Mi Eshe Chofetz Chaim, who desires life in Olam Haba, who's Oev Yomim Miros Tov, who loves days of seeing good in this world. Such a person, guard your tongue from evil. And he goes on to explore, why does the Torah make such a big deal out of the Aveira of Lashon Hara? Why is this in such a high priority? And he goes through as many mitzvahs, many verses, goes through multiple angles on it. So an interesting angle in the second parak of Shar HaZechira. He talks about how this really, in a sense, can be connected to Hashem's tremendous love for Klal Yisrael, that Hashem gets so angry, kaviyachol, about us speaking Lashon Hara. The Zohar talks about the idea that when we do things down below, it awakens a similar ruach above. When we do chesed to our fellow Jewish brother, it awakens a force that chesed should be done with us. And when we're makatreg one another, when we prosecute one another, when we attack one another, then it awakens a force that they should be makatreg and prosecute us from above. And it's part of why Lashon Hara is so dangerous, because it awakens this idea that in Shemayim, well, we'd better find the negatives in Klal Yisrael, we'd better make a big deal out of them. He says, there's also an angle on it. Ben Yaakov Ephraim, Hashem has such a beautiful love for the Jewish people, so precious to him. Well, Hibit Oven B'Yaakov, Hashem is not looking to see the negative in Yaakov's descendants. However, when we force Hashem to do so by speaking Lashon Hara, and now the Midas HaDin justifies that, we also, Hashem has to look at where we're doing wrong. Then he says, so what could be worse? You're forcing the father to have to see the negative in his beloved son, and have to come down hard in his beloved son. Can we only imagine how much such a thing would anger HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Not so directly connected to this week's Vart, but I thought it was a beautiful idea and I wanted to share it with you. So Rav Shimshon Pinkus, Netferes Shimshon, he brought me to an interesting Gemara. The Pasuk tells us, when a Metzora becomes Tameh, he goes outside the machane and he says, Tameh, Tameh Yikri. He calls out to everyone that he's Tameh. Standard way that I've always framed this is that he's telling people, I'm Tameh, get away from me. And it's isolating him as punishment for him being someone who caused other people to separate from each other through his Lashon Hara. Now he has to separate from others. But the Gemara says a different vart as well. The Gemara in Moed Katan Daf Hei, in Sota Daf Lamed Beis, it says Avar, in other places, it says that he's being Modia Tsaro Rarabim Kadesh Yuvakshu Avrachim. He's letting everybody know that he's suffering with this Toma in order that people should daven for him, that Hashem should have mercy upon him. So according to the first pshat, what he's doing is he's chasing people away, but according to this pshat, he's really reaching out to people and asking them to help him. So why does he do this? So the Chafetz Chaim takes an interesting angle. He says, Lashon Hara, to a large degree, is caused from the Midah of Gaiva. What I think he means is partly when we look down at other people, we can speak negatively about them, or simply when we're not humble enough to say, what right do I have? What gives me a right to share other people's information and talk about other people? When we have that Gaiva, that leads us to speak Lashon Hara. So this person now, he is in a very difficult situation. In the seventh parak of Shar HaZechira, the Chafetz Chaim talks about from the Zohar that speech is a much more expression of the person than what any one body part could do. So in that sense, negative speech is metame a person's entire body. And when a person brings such a level of corruption upon himself by speaking Lashon Hara, it shuts down certain abilities that he has. And the Zohar talks about how it hurts a person's ability to daven. Ein mekabel tefilas olamala. So that's part of why he's reaching out to other people to daven for him, is because his own ability to have his prayers answered has been very diminished by speaking Lashon Hara. Chavetz Chaim says the simple Moser Shmuz, the Gemara in Shabbos tells us, Ein Omis Kaim B'Shvil Hevel P'yam Shadishnoga Shabbos Rabban. The world stands on the speech, meaning the davening and the learning of children in schools. And the Rav Papa said to Abaye, what about us? He says, you can't compare the speech of somebody who has sinned to the speech of someone who hasn't sinned. Chametz Chaim says, if you be mitzayir, you're talking about Abaye v'Rava, you're talking about people who their whole life was such kedusha v'tahara, they barely ever sinned, and when they did sin, we know that they did tshuva very, very quickly. And then you have a little child in school, you have an 8-year-old boy. And at the end of the day, they're saying, but how can you compare? The person hasn't, his mouth is pure, his averos don't count, he doesn't have that toma in his mouth. Just to give an insight into how much damage it can do when we speak Lashon Hara. And so this is why the person is reaching out to others to daven for him. So the Chavetz Chaim points out, when he does so, it humbles him tremendously. This person used to be a pompous individual, used to go around talking about other people, and now he's humbled. Now he has to turn to the rest, to his fellow brothers in Klal Yisrael, and ask them to for help. So it can be a tremendous benefit to him to help humble him and help keep him away from further stumbling in the path of Lashon Hara. And if I may, just my own thought, that such a person has been a divisive person, he's been bashing other people, and now he needs other people's help, and hopefully he'll appreciate that they're davening for him. It'll connect with them, Mirtz Hashem, and could be maybe a tool for him to build bridges, where he used to be one who pushed people away and destroyed bridges. Now he relies on other people, now he turns to other people, maybe now this can help him build bridges. If Shimshon Pinkas, and it's Tiferes Shimshon, he actually comes at it from a different direction. He just talks about, we see here the importance of us davening for our fellow Jews when they're betzar, and what it would say about us if we don't feel that need to daven for this mitzvah, if we don't care about it, if we could just see him in suffering and ignore him. Well, he talks about the importance that we have as fellow brothers and sisters to daven for each other and to care about each other and to be there for each other. And so that's really one of the things that this halacha is bringing about. It's bringing about that he has to turn to others, that others are going to be there for him, God willing, and hopefully it can build the bonds between Jewish brothers and sisters, and may we feel that care about each other, may we have that mindset that what could be worse than speaking bad about your fellow Jew, appreciating that Hashem sees it that way, and Emet Hashem, may we build Achdus in this time before Pesach, and Mizoche to the Bias Gold Tzedek, and Gula Krova Lovel. Have a wonderful Shabbos.